Hello and welcome to WonderPod, the second episode of WonderPod. That's right, we've made it to two. Joining me this week, as usual, is Gunsage, who's not appearing in a tunnel this week.
I'm not in a tunnel, actually.
He's got his head stuck in a tuba instead. We're trying different sounds with Gunsage. Also joining me is everybody's favorite Canadian. It's the only one we know. Patrick.
I'm a token Canadian. I'm a token black. Only I'm white. And I'm Canadian. Patman, Friendly Neighborhood Patman, is back for episode two.
Okay, this week has been... God, we need a good controversy. It's fucking boring. It's wintertime. The gaming industry sucks in the wintertime.
This just in, Jim Sterling likes to shove controllers up his arsehole.
That's old news. I knew that way back in 2004.
Yes, but this time he's doing it with Natal. You should see him play Tony Hawk Ride.
Motion capturing your colon. Nice. We should just keep making fun of Jim because he's big enough now that he can actually probably send us a cease and desist letter. I've always wanted one of those.
Well, he is big enough.
We can't make too many of those jokes either.
I know.
He's actually losing a lot of weight.
Oh, cool. Okay.
No, yeah, yeah. But no, he's a celebrity now. Although he's never gotten flowers, so he can kiss my ass. I'm not explaining that.
I'm a man.
I was hoping you'd pick that up. I'll explain that to you off air. He's not like, it was fucking great. It was the greatest fucking, gag ever. I have to give credit where credit's due. It was pretty fucking funny. Anyways, Gunsage, what have you been playing this week?
Well, I rented fucking Final Fantasy, Crystal Chronicles, Crystal Bearers. Which,
is that a DS game? So, what platform is that on?
It was the Wii. I played it for 2 hours, and then I turned it the fuck off, and I didn't turn it back on again. So many people gave it, like, high ratings. They're like, you know, this is really doing the Final Fantasy series good. I'm like, no, it's not a role-playing game. It's, if anything, it's Super Mario Bros. 2, the RPG. You pick shit up, you throw it at enemies, you can pick enemies up, you can throw them, and eventually they die, and the plot's pretty shitty. So,
in it.
No, therefore it's not even that great. So
anything else other than 2 hours of?
Well, I did play and then review Bayonetta, but mostly today anyway, I was playing Saints Row 2.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it was the most. It's the most San Andreas game ever. It's more San Andreas than San Andreas.
That pretty much, yeah. Although the first one wasn't really a GTA ripoff, from what I've been told. It was more its own game. Yeah, see, you're one of the few
GTA ripoff.
You were one of the you're one of the few people that's actually had the balls to say that, because most people have said it was pretty good. I don't know, I didn't play either of them. The funny thing is I'm not a big GTA fan, so
it's one of those games where you play it and you're like, okay, so it's Grand Theft Auto, and then you keep playing it, and you keep playing it, you keep playing it, and you go, holy fuck, do I have a goddamn oh my god, my brain shit.
I was just going to say, was that like live on air brain fart?
Yeah. I was going to say handcuffed to the controller.
Oh.
Because I just cannot put it down.
Yeah, see that stuff.
Yeah. It's one of those games where you can't explain it. You just keep playing it because it's just fun. And then the second one was fucking, it perfected on the first one. So it's like, oh, okay. And it's still the same basic gameplay and everything, but it's just a great game, so it doesn't matter.
Just a good time waster. Not game of the year and not crap, basically.
No. Well, not even that. It's addictive. That's the whole thing. You just keep playing it and you keep having fun with it, but you can't exactly explain why. So it's pretty fun.
Okay, Patman, I know you played like 27,000 demos on top of COD,
which
we'll do together after I do mine.
I played last week. We talked about Dark Void, and as Gunsage said, as you recall, we were all in the void, in the dark about it, so I decided to try the demo. Basically, if I could summarize this game, at least based on the demo, in one word, I would say, meh. I mean, it was all right, but I've played worse games, but I mean, I've played better. It doesn't really do anything particularly well. The graphics are okay, but they're below average. You know, what we expect 3 years into it is not what they gave us. Pretty sure, basically, this would have been a very good first gen game, really, but I don't know. You get to fly around in a jetpack. That's basically all I got out of it. You hover around the place and you shoot what looks like frisbees. And you can't really aim very well. I mean, it's okay, but the controls were not very responsive. There was also a on-ground foot levels, which basically was a poor man's Gears of War. The cover mechanics were pretty poor, and the enemies were the most generic-looking robots I could ever see. So, I mean, based on the demo, I don't think I'll be picking up Dark Void, unfortunately. Not a bad game, but there's too many other great titles out there, so meh.
Any other demos that rocked you? Oh, I know you played the Vancouver one and can only ski.
Yeah. Oh, I did too. Yeah, I forgot. Yeah, I played that Vancouver Olympics game, and yeah, that sucked. But, well, all they let you do is do one slalom course where I went down the middle and hit flags and fell down. So yeah, I can't really say too much about that one, but yeah, we already know it's going to suck. So I also played a little bit of Gears of War Horde mode with a co-worker of mine by the name of iPinch. There's some props to iPinch. I'm not going to really talk a lot about it because I'm going to be returning to this in our very popular segment known as Gamer Dick. Yeah.
Having been on the receiving end of Patman's text messages while he was playing that Horde match, I can tell you right now that his Gamer Dick of the Week is probably going to be the best. I played, first off on my PC, I played a little game from Steam called Tower Defense. I actually bought this at Christmas and have been playing it kind of off and on since Christmas. Actually, I played Tower Defense and Plants vs. Zombies this week. They're both just... What?
Oh, I was going to say, which Tower Defense?
I didn't know there
were
other.
Well, you said Plants vs. Zombies also.
Oh, excuse me, not Tower Defense. It's called Defense Grid The Awakening. I fucking can't remember names.
See? They're all Tower Defense.
Well, that's what it is, basically. I mean, Defense Grid The Awakening is basically just a little puzzle game. You gotta figure out the pattern of putting up your little different towers and what types, and they're just good time wasters. I mean, I'm stuck in the middle of that one, and I'm actually stuck in both of them. I can't beat one level, and I actually play like Plants vs. Zombies for a little, you know, crayon looking like game. It's really fun. Both of them are really fun, but they're just,
So is Yoshi's Story. What, do you got a fucking problem?
No. No, I don't have problems. Actually, Defense Grid The Awakening was worth it because Steam had that crazy Christmas sale. I paid $2.40 for it. I should have bought Torchlight too, like an idiot. They had that for $4.95 and I just didn't want another RPG. And then I also picked up this week Overlord 2, which is a rather old game released last year. I like it. I love the first one. I like the second one. My complaint about the second one is the same as the first one. The camera sucks sometimes. It is a royal pain in the ass because to change the camera in Overlord 2, you have to hold the left bumper and swing the right stick.
Yep.
Now, most of the time, if you're stuck in a corner and nothing's major is going on, it works fine. But if you're under attack by enemies, 9 will get you 10, that the camera is not going to switch even though you're touching the right control. It's going to bite you, it's going to send your little minions everywhere, and you get raped. And so, other than that, if I hadn't had to stop to record this podcast, I probably would have beaten it by now. It seems like it's a lot easier to navigate into. They gave you a little mini map, they gave you a lot clearer, quests, and kind of directions on what you're supposed to do. I spent a lot more time trying to figure shit out in one, which was fine. I don't care either way. But I find it kind of funny that they couldn't fix the camera in between one and two, the bastards. Although you're using a lot of buttons in that game anyway, so finding a good way to be able to change the camera without sending shit here, there, and everywhere would be kind of difficult. And then finally, of course, Patrick and I played a lot of COD. Anyways, and I don't know, this week's COD wasn't too bad. There's a few, you get into some of these, like, triple prestige guy matches, and it kind of sucks, but it's pretty much just been even. They need to still fix the servers, make it so that parties don't get broke up. I don't necessarily have the lag issues I'm hearing being whined about across the interwebs, but the parties being broken up and occasionally not being able to find matches is still pretty horrendous and
Bruce,
annoying.
If you want lag issues, let Carlos host a game. You'll have really bad lag issues.
Well, that's because he's coming to you live from inside a hamster cage.
What, Richard Gere?
I thought you had...
No, I had to go piss. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's fine. I thought you had slipped out on us.
A question about Overlord 2.
Okay.
And I play the demo, as apparently I play every demo and never buy the games. I'm a cheap bastard. But when I play the demo, there was a lot of clubbing baby seals.
Yes.
Was that throughout the entire game, or was that just for the demo?
That's like the first part of the level, but as you go on through the game, you get to club other cute and fuzzy objects, including hippie mm-hmm. elves. You know the hippie elves that are in the, fuck spoilers, the game's been out for so long now. You know the hippie elves that kind of make an appearance in the demo?
Yes, I thought they were gay elves, but...
Well, you find out, well, they are, kind of. Yeah, they're like hippie 420 fuckers that... I swear to God, they did it perfect, because they sound like half the tool sheds I run into on Xbox Live and on the internet. Hey, man, what's up, man? Don't be harshing my vibe, man. Ballin', shit like that.
High
and so,
command.
Yeah, and so you just... So you have so much... Like, I don't even send my minions after them. I beat the shit out of them myself. Yep. I mean, I just... Yep. Set them on fire. I mean, so it's got, the great thing about Overlord, both the first and the second, is it's got a lot of juvenile humor that's really, really good.
Yep.
I mean, you can get your minions drunk and they pee on townspeople and puke. And I mean, it's, you have to kind of, I'm sure you could find a copy of the original for like, you know, under $10 if you, you know. So if you're not sure if you want to spend, I think I picked up two for $39.99 at Best Buy.
Well, that's pretty good.
So it's dropped to that now. Of course, that's U.S. But
it almost reminds me of a classic Rare game, as in the company Rare. The graphics, the color, the humor. It's kind of like the old Rareware, the good old days.
It has some, I think, you know, now that you mention that, I thought about, Conker's Bad Fur Day just popped into my mind when you said that, and, which is a game I still play on not ROMs. I mean, just cause, and it's kind of similar to that. It's got RPG elements, at least I think so. I don't know, Gunsage can agree or disagree, he's played it too. It's got RPG elements where you have to do a little thinking, but you're not going to wear yourself out thinking. There'll be a few points where you'll get stuck.
Oh, no. It's an action RPG.
Well, there was a few points, places where I got stuck and had to, I think twice, had to actually hop off and look on the internet to figure out what the fuck I was doing wrong.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The one of them was on the Everlight level, and the other one was...
I hadn't gotten there yet. I stopped just before I got there.
Okay, later on in the Everlight level, it's a little confusing, at least it was to me, how you're supposed to do a certain task. Mm. And then there was one other, what the hell was it? Ooh. I can't remember now, but I had to actually go the FAQ route to figure out what the fuck was going on. And I only do it because I know the way that game is designed, if you don't build up minions early, you won't have enough when it's over. And so...
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, a little tip there for you. I don't even know if I've got enough. And
I kept on sacrificing them just to go ahead and bring back level 4 and level 5 people, because I'm thinking, fuck the level 1s, whatever.
See, yeah, I don't know. With that, I'm going to play through it again. I mean, I played through it the first time dominating instead of killing. I'll probably play through it again killing everything. I'll see if that whole upgraded minion thing... actually is better than the just mob approach of, you know, just sending a whole mob after them or setting them up, you know.
Yeah.
But no, if you like the old Rare stuff, Pat, I'd say, it'd be worth it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I was impressed with the clubbing of the baby white seals because...
Yeah, that...
As a Canadian, it is my right to do so. I don't care what the hell Paul McCartney's fucking ex-wife has to say. Or that drunken Irish Bono dude has to say, I'm going to go to the zoo tomorrow, and I'm going to club a baby white seal.
But you're not a member of the First People, so you can't do it. You're one of those dirty white people.
That's true.
See?
That's true.
You need to find a First People and take them with you. And that point out the one you want them to club, and then it'll be all good.
It's true.
Hey, I as goofy as your country can be sometimes, you might be able to get away with that. Not saying you've surpassed us in goofiness, but still.
We try. It's the lower population. If we had as many people as you did, we would be just as goofy.
That's actually true. It probably is a population thing. It's probably...
We're too cold to be goofy up here.
Okay, any other games of note you wanted to discuss or played before I move on to what got released this week? Gun's Age?
Probably not.
Okay,
if I think about them later, I'll just interrupt you.
That's kind of what I figured. So this
week,
I need a mute. Yeah, hey, we'll do the fucking Navi thing again this week. That's what I'm going to use as the bumper music. I'm going to find Navi and put that on both fucking ends. Well, here's the funny thing about the bumper. She's like, oh, that's really cool, dude. You found a whole game. I can't stand 8-bit music. If Jason C hadn't told me to do it, or then said, dude, do that, just for the first show at least. You guys would have got Old House or Techno or some punk rip that I found. I hate fucking 8-bit game music. It just irritates the shit out of me.
That sounds the same 8-bit music. But I mean, for the time, I'm sure it was great.
Oh, but... yeah. See, I'm not cutting on it for the time, but I didn't even like it back then. Like playing the early Final Fantasies, I want to claw my eyes out. Can I play this in mute and still figure out what I'm doing?
You didn't like the 8-bit music?
No. Never.
Really?
And no. Sorry, too tinny and, you know.
See, I still love whenever they go ahead and take something modern and do an 8-bit synthesizer. I love it.
As far as I'm concerned, the day that the last old synth organ that can play 8-bit style gets smashed into smithereens, it'll be a happy day for me.
Well, even whenever they take it back to, like, the Sega Genesis.
Now, that it was getting to the point. Yeah. See, I like the true orchestral stuff. You know, I like the real strings. And I mean, it was fine for its time, and I shouldn't say every piece. I'm sure there were a few Final Fantasy things here and there as it got later on, like the Super NES and Sega and...
Sega.
Thank you.
Sega.
You know, but the stuff that was the bumpers for last week, it was just like, I'll stick it in there. That's all I did. This is like, fuck it. Anyways, games released this week. I know we went over most of the big ones, for the month last week because I'm an idiot. Didn't think about the fact we'd be doing this weekly. Of course, the first one, the big one, is Army of Two. Whoopee. Who gives a fuck? I don't. The other one.
Two of them.
Well, one's PlayStation 3, one's Xbox.
I mean, there's two people in this army. That's, you know, what makes the game so good.
That'll be perfect for Carlos. He thinks he's a one-man army. Maybe with a second guy, he might actually get somewhere. The other one released on the 360 this week was 2010 Winter Olympics. Who cares?
Gone.
PlayStation 3, same thing. Nintendo Wii. Nintendo Wii, the Sky Crawlers, Innocent Aces.
Innocent Asses.
Yeah. What is this? Like a bunch of babies and diapers? This is like fucking.
This is why I don't play the Wii very often.
What the fuck was that game on Xbox? The fighting, the plane fighting game, the Aces game.
Oh, Aces.
On the original Xbox.
For something.
Oh, meaning
I know
like
the one you're
fighter
talking
about. Pilots were called Aces.
Oh, I don't know.
I cannot think of
Star Fox.
No, that was Nintendo 64.
The barrel roll.
But anyways, that's what I'm picturing Skycrawlers is. It's a bunch of babies and fucking biplanes shooting at each other. Sleepover Party, I'm sure that'll be big with the Carlos crowd. Walk It Out, that sounds like you're injured. Your coach is trying to tell you to walk it off.
Okay, once again, this is why I don't play the Wii very often.
I know, I mean, I defended it last week, but at the same time, too, though, your point of third-party garbage is kind of bad. PSP, Army of Two, the 40th day. Nintendo DS, Sands of Destruction, and Daniel X. You know anything about either of those Guns Age, or should we care? If it's for
what
me,
you said Sands of Destruction, and what else?
Daniel X.
I've never heard of that shit.
Okay, it's not worth the shit then. And finally, PC, and this is why the PC's almost in the Wii category anymore. The Sims 2, Fun with Pets Collections, and Torchlight, which actually Torchlight is a cool little RPG, and if you're not Yahtzee or Gunsage, you should go pick it up, because I played the demo, and it's really kind of cool. Eventually, I will pick up the full version of the game.
Well, isn't it just Diablo?
Not really. See, that's what made me play the demo, because people were saying that, and then Sterling played it, said he really liked it. A few of the other guys from Destructoid were playing it, according to their Twitter account. Okay. And they said they really liked it. So I like downloaded the demo, because it was only like $4.95 on Steam during Christmas. And then I just forgot about it and didn't buy it, but I eventually plan on picking it up and playing it. It's got Diablo-ish elements, I suppose, but again, a ripoff is a ripoff is a ripoff, you know.
Yeah. I know, but we'll see. I played another one recently called Restricted Area. But that was kind of, they were trying to combine Cyberpunk with Diablo, which in theory sounds awesome, but it wasn't very good.
What do? Crawl up the ass of Beelzebub and hack him? I mean, what? Cyberpunk, you could have done it right, but I could see it going horribly wrong, too.
No, what it was, it was basically Cyberpunk, but with a Diablo playstyle, if you will, where you, like, loot that whole action RPG, exploding barrels, that whole thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it wasn't, like, storyline where Cyberpunk takes on Hell, Part 2.
Yeah, somebody hacked into Hell. And Satan's pissed.
Yeah, exactly. They took down Hell's internet, and now they can't read 4chan.
They took away Satan's porn.
That goat-on-goat porn that Satan loves so much is gone, and he's pissed off. Anyway. But, no, I'm sure it has elements that are... I popped the link to their site. I'm sure it has elements. I mean, it's... Again, it's just like we talked about last week. What's new under the sun in the RPG world? I mean...
What?
I said, what's new under the sun in the RPG world? It's about the same...
Nothing.
Thing.
Mass Effect 2 is coming out this month, but that's about it. So.
Yeah, you and Carlos at some point can have a fight over whether Mass Effect 2 or Halo Reach is game of the year.
Well, whatever.
There's no fight. He lose.
Whatever called us or something like that. Something about not liking that in the comments section.
That's right. Whatever was the one that said it was game of the year. I love how these people, the games haven't been fucking released yet. All of you,
what?
Shut up with your game of the year fucking bullshit until the game gets released, at least.
It's Bayonetta.
Yeah, no, right now I'm playing it. It's Skycrawlers, Innocent Aces for Wii is game of the year. Fuck off.
Yeah.
I mean, at least with whatever, he's like within a week of being able to say he's right or wrong. Carlos is running around calling Halo Reach game of the year, and it's not due to be released until November. I mean...
Well, you know, the only reason why he thinks it's, you know, game of the year is because he thought it was Halo Reach-o.
Reach-over?
Halo Reach-around?
Halo where, Reach-o.
Halo Reach-around where Master Chief sticks his arm out the screen.
He just has a fetish for things that begin with O.
Thumbo and Pipo and yeah, that's Spanish. Oh. You're here to hear first. I suppose now we will move on to video game news. And the first thing I want to talk about, and I just kind of want to ask you whether this surprises you guys at all or not. Major Nelson of the Southampton Nelsons tweeted earlier this week that Gears of War 2. Oops. COD Modern Warfare 2 reached 1 billion in sales on, I think, like, Tuesday.
Wow.
And there was a press release that was a PDF file that was, like, literally one paragraph going, across all platforms, we've reached 1 billion in sales. And then the rest of the page and a paragraph on the second page is a disclaimer on how it's not... might or might not be the actual number, but we're pretty sure it's 1 billion. It was the greatest PDF file I've ever read. It was actually one tiny four-sentence paragraph with the actual announcement and then, like, six paragraphs of disclaimers. think Activision Blizzard has been sued a few times. But does that surprise either of you that juggernaut has reached 1 billion in sales?
No. It is pretty much an unstoppable title. Everybody wants it.
Which juggernaut?
For those of you not paying attention, COD Modern Warfare 2 reached 1 billion in sales this week.
Oh. I'm not surprised.
We even got you to buy it. Mr. RPG Boy got you to buy it.
Well, I didn't want to buy it new because I'm like, I know what's going to happen. I'm going to beat it in a day, and then what am I going to do with it? I beat it in a day, but I still love it. So it is what it is.
Well, see, here's the thing. I mean, first-person shooters are the only genre anymore where, as much as I love single-player games, I don't really get too bent out of shape if the single-player doesn't last more than a day. I'm sorry, it's not an RPG. It's not going to last 60 hours. You know, I mean, it's not Lost Odyssey, so which I still haven't beaten.
Okay, so the single-player is short, but I thought it was a really, really good single player. There's some, you know,
oh, yeah,
moments to it. So I don't really mind a short single player as long as it's got that massive multiplayer. And I mean, I haven't even finished Spec Ops. There's an entire section of the game that it levels I haven't even tried yet. So,
I don't think they surpassed one with story, but it was a good story. I preferred one. Yes.
Yes.
Gunsage.
What?
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm eating in between.
Yeah, I heard you eating and talking, and I thought, what the fuck is he doing over there? Just checking. Okay, so that was really the only. There's really no controversies. I mean, unless you want to talk about Haiti falling over on its side, there's really nothing going on in the gaming industry.
All the people that were playing video games, as we know, it's a hot spot for games.
You know, less people on Xbox Live.
Yeah, there were Haitians. There were Haitians in Vice City.
So that's Vice City. It wasn't located in Haiti, was it, Haley?
Well, if it was, apparently there'd be more earthquakes.
And you wouldn't need hydraulics on your lowrider. Just wait till the next aftershock. It'll bounce it up and down.
Haiti needs a shield.
Definitely.
They need a lot more to shield the poor bastards. I mean, as much as we're joking about it, wow. Just go look at some of the satellite images. Even my smart ass made a quick stab at it in Smurfs the other day, and then I looked at the satellite images and I went, holy shit.
Yeah, there's some nasty.
The whole city just fell over. I mean, the sad part is everybody's going, well, it's because they didn't build with the correct codes, yada, yada. Yeah, guess what? 7-0 lands that close off of San Francisco. It's flatter to fucking pancake, too.
No, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's because there was a fucking earthquake. That's why it looks like that. But, you know, what do I know?
Honestly, I think it's still because George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh, yeah. You know what? You did that joke 12 hours too late, because guess who Obama is sending as his special envoys to head the disaster relief?
No, what's up?
Bill Clinton and George W. Bush.
Nice.
They're not doing anything anyways. I mean, Bill can find hookers in Haiti as easily as he can in South Carolina. So, and that's been your political moment in a gaming podcast. There we go. Anyways, that's because the industry right now is so fucking boring.
You think you fought a 7-0, honey?
Yeah. First story we're going to do is Ron Jeremy, his Gunsage smashing a burrito in his mouth, is Ron Jeremy's sad, pathetic attempt at being relevant. And since Gunsage is spilling his pie hole, I'll read it. Anti-game crusaders may have a new and unlikely ally, porn star Ron Jeremy. Good, we didn't want him on our side anyway. I don't care if he was Mario. The subjects of video games cropped up in a debate at CES between Jeremy and anti-pornography activist Craig Gross, reports PC Mag. The inclusion came as Jeremy was attempting to infer that the porn industry is in business only to serve adults over the age of 18 years old. He stated, "We don't want kids to watch porn. Though if they do," he added, "there are far worse influences out there like video games." Studies have found that violent video games are a much bigger negative influence on kids. Gross and Jeremy did manage to agree, however, that it's up to parents to keep explicit or non-age-related, damn it, material out of the hands of their kids. Game Politics' response: having a hard time, no pun intended, here believing that Ron has read all of the relevant studies. The incident just illustrates laughably how much of a scapegoat video games have become for social ills. Perhaps a new pro-video game crusade could be launched under the banner, "At least it's not porn," or frumpy middle-aged mom and Ron can team up to promote the evils of video games.
Yeah.
Here's my take on it, and I saw this on Game Politics, and when you posted it to me, I went, yeah, we're going to do it. Is this even a news story? He's just trying to sling it at something else.
Yeah. No, he's just like, these guys.
Porn is bad. But look at this.
Yeah, a five-year-old watching some fake
would
boob.
Like to see the studies that he's referring to that have found that video games are a much bigger negative influence. Exactly what does much bigger negative influence mean, and what studies are these? I mean, just you could just throw out, well, studies have found such and such, but, you know, I don't think there have been conclusive evidence, have there?
No, I mean, it's all pretty much, I mean, Game Politics is full of this week. You have this story with Ron Jeremy, and I love how the guys over there used the picture of him as Mario. Bravo for that. Mm-hmm. And then you have you have Dr. Asked about COD's influence on teen boys. No, I won't read it, but I mean, and then on down further we have, where'd it go? Oh, game hawking, anti-game scientist fired. And then, there was one other, where the fuck was it? Here we go. Opinion, generation gap fuels attacks on games and gamers. Well, no shit. I mean, thank you, fucking Captain Obvious, you know. I mean, Ron Jeremy, the only thing he did, and the reason I read the rest of those titles, was all Ron Jeremy knows is that video games are getting slagged. There's crap-ass studies out there with people starting out trying to prove a point, that they're bad. And so he just threw it there to get this freaking anti-porn activist. I didn't know there was such a thing as an anti-porn activist. Poor fucking bastard. You know, to get him off, I mean... It's video game, as much as I want to fight and discuss on here the guys that could actually possibly damage the video game industry, most of this is just, it's video games' turn. We talked about it last week. It was radio, it was TV, it was music, and now it's video games.
Yeah, pretty much. And it's interesting because he talks about how kids shouldn't watch porn. Well, there's different ratings for video games, so kids shouldn't be playing the violent, sexist video games. They should be playing the Marios. They should be playing the Pokemon, playing whatever, right?
Yes, but that would require parents being responsible for their children, and down here it's anything but.
That is true.
Anything to add to all that, Gunsage?
Well, I think the most ironic part, okay, as soon as I saw this news article, I looked for contradictory evidence because I know personally he's been in a number of video games, at least as a voice actor. So I'm like, okay, so you're attacking video games, basically the hand that feeds you. Not really the hand that feeds you. The hand that feeds you is
his penis.
I don't think about it. Yeah, exactly. But, oh God, you just got me thinking about a video. Anyway,
focus, Gunsage. Focus. Yes. I don't care about two mushrooms in a cup.
Right. But what it really comes down to is this, like, okay, so you've actually been in video games to a degree. How can you go ahead and blacklist them? You know, that'd be like saying, well, porn is bad, but oh my God, triple X porn? Horse porn? Yes, that's awful. Guys with huge dicks? I mean, what's up with that?
It's all camera tricks. You bring up an interesting point, Gus, and I think here's, if I was to guess how he views it, his main bread and butter has always been porn. The video game thing was a side gig. So to his mind, he's probably not shitting where he lives. He's just, oh, it's video games, who cares? Defending porn is more important. I bet you a dollar to a donut that's what the idiot was thinking when he said this.
Oh, definitely. He just wanted to change the subject.
I don't know, Gunsage. I'm undecided here. Do you think there's actually people out there that are anti-pornography activists?
The Amish.
Guy went all the way to CES from Pennsylvania to fucking Las Vegas in a buggy.
Well, that or the Pope.
I'll take the Pope's name is Greg Cross.
That's awful, but little boys.
Yeah. Yeah, the Catholic Church condemning porn out of one side of their mouth and turning a blind eye to buggering little boys. There we go.
On the other side of their mouth.
Oh, I was hoping someone would get that joke. But yeah, I just...
That's no mouth.
You know, the thing is, I mean, we'll do some of these stories because they're just... It's a boring time of year. But I just... It's funny. You can make great jokes. I mean, Ron Jeremy's involved. It's a walking... He's become a walking fucking joke. I mean, when was the last time he even was in a porn film?
I'd have to check, actually. I can do that.
Yeah, find out when the last time... Check porn IMDb. Find out when the last time he was actually in a porn film. Because I've seen recent pictures of him. I wouldn't want to look at his sorry ass. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Just
I can't talk.
You can't talk? Oh.
Type. God damn it. I can't talk either, apparently. Okay. Let's see. Ron Jeremy. What? Actor Boondock Saints? Are you kidding me?
He was in Boondock Saints?
Okay, so
Are we talking about the same Ron Jeremy?
Yes. Here we go. Filming, 2010. Killer Schoolgirls from Outer Space.
Oh my god, he's still... Okay, so at least he's still doing more.
Well, let's see what else he has. Almost Amateur, Big Money Rustlers, Trade In, Calvin's Dream, Do Not Disturb, Malice in La La Land. Oh, yes! And here's further contradictory evidence. Coming in 2010, Postal 3, he is the voice of the porn store owner.
So he's voiced a video game that's due to be released in 2010.
Yep.
And he's pulling this bullshit.
Actually, you know, since I've got this list up here, let's see what other video games he's been in.
Yes, let's. Postal 3 is not going to be a...
He was in Celebrity Deathmatch as himself. The game.
Celebrity Deathmatch had a video game?
Yes, it was terrible.
Uh-huh.
That's the only thing it's showing him in. I thought he was in Leisure Suit Larry, Magna Cum Laude. Maybe not.
I think he... you'd have to... I don't know. That developer went belly up, didn't they? So that might... All that info might have went with them.
You'd still be able to find some reference to it, though. Let me check Wiki.
Check Wiki real quick, and then we'll move on from Ron Jeremy.
Oh,
and...
you can move on. It's all good.
Okay. Come back to us with that, because the next one we're going to do... Actually, you can read this one. Hold off on Ron Jeremy for a sec.
What do you want?
Read the Red Herring article.
Yeah. Yeah, he was also going to star in an adult video game.
I see this down there. Yeah.
Basically, let's see here. Adult video game maker teams up Veritad as American gamers across the land peruse the stores and online outlets for the hottest stocking stuffers. One company, D-Dub Software of Albuquerque, New Mexico, is hoping that by taking the initiative...
Did you read the date on this one?
Yeah, it's 2008. Well, I was only trying to go ahead and find the information just to go ahead and prove that he's been in video games.
Ah, well, keep reading then.
Yeah, it's an adult-only game, which is probably the reason it's not listed. I've actually seen the preview and everything for it. I just didn't remember what it was called. They were trying at one point, a couple of years ago, to do a very strong push to get adults-only games in video stores.
Oh, like in the back? Yeah.
Not even that. I mean, like, we're talking Walmart and shit. It's like, that's not going to happen. Seriously.
The game's name was Bone Town?
Mm-hmm.
I remember this now. I didn't know Ron Jeremy was supposed to be in it, but I remember this.
Yeah.
I remember this being talked about now.
I wonder if I can find it. Let me see.
Got a promo clip on YouTube.
Well, I've seen the promo, but I'm wondering if it's actually out. Let me see. Bone Town, the first action-adventure adult video game. Not the first. I know. Oh, but on their site, in the, like, as soon as you open the page, there's a Ron Jeremy rendered character.
Oh, link, please.
That's an E. What
the
hell? I did not copy an E. What? I hit Control V twice. I'm like, E? What? No, not E.
And E's nowhere. Oh my god.
Yeah. I'm like, all right.
Holy shit, did you see what else is on there?
Destructoid.
Most overlooked game of the year of 2000.
Yes. The trifecta is on in place.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Now I almost want to buy this just to see what the fuck it's like.
I'm not going to buy it.
Well.
I'm download it.
That's what I meant.
There's sex, there's fighting, and there's drugs.
Maybe that is the most god-awful looking rendered version of Ron Jeremy, I think. Well, actually, I think the rendered version of him looks better than the last picture I saw of him.
Yeah, that's the only rendered version, I believe.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, get Pixar on that shit.
I don't think if you smash Pixar and Disney together, they could save that and make it look any better.
It'd be all Ron-y.
Maybe that's what'll happen to him. Oh, look, if you mouse over the chicks in bikinis at the top.
They bounce.
This has become the porn gaming podcast. Wonder porn. First.
Can I do them? Yes, I can do them progressively. Okay.
Yeah, you can. One, two.
Yeah.
You can't get them going all at once. That kind of sucks. Okay. All right, Pat, save us from the port, from Bone Town Destructoid's most overlooked game of 2009. I'm getting this vague recollection of that being on the main page last year and laughing my ass off. I'm still not sure that came from Ashley Revant. So I'm not sure if they were being serious or not. What are you doing now, Gunsage?
If you click on that link, it does bring up a, hey, Ash, what you playing?
Yeah, I know. It was part of, that's the review, yeah. Yeah, it's the hop.
I'm not watching it. I'm just, like, skipping over it, but it's hilarious. I'll have to check it out later. That's good. That is funny.
Okay, anyways, what news do you have? Why don't you go with the your only game if you play this game, Halo News, Patrick?
Halo News. All right. I got some Halo Reach news. Not a lot, really, but some little bits are starting.
Hey, hold on. Do me a favor before we start this, and I'll just edit it. I'll have you start again. Sorry. Find out when the release date for Halo Reach is.
It's still TBA, but it's late 2010.
Okay.
So it's probably a November release, I would say.
Okay.
Nope. They still haven't put a firm release date that I know of.
5 minutes after Final Fantasy 13 comes out, so we cut down on their sales. That's probably
what it is. Yeah. I'm sure it will be against something PlayStation-like. Yeah, definitely.
Anyways, okay, continue with your Halo Reach news.
All right, we got some breaking Halo news. Like, compliments of Carlos, of course, the super fan, and he sent this to both of us as soon as his little Mexican fingers could type it.
And as soon as his hamsters got up fast enough to establish an internet connection.
Okay, anyways, this is taken from Game Informer, which apparently has the scoop on everything Halo. So
that's the only thing left they could scoop. I think Gunsage burped. You're good.
What? No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. just some tidbits of information about it. Not a lot, really. Basically, the biggest difference between Halo Reach and the previous Halo games on the 360, such as Halo 3 and ODST, is that they've redesigned their graphics engine. So it's really going to increase the scale of combat. Previously, only 20 AI characters could be on screen at a time. But with the new engine, over 40 and 20 vehicles can be present. So
can you say lag clusterfuck online?
Oh, yeah.
See, I thought you were going to say it was going to be fun.
Well, I don't know yet. They're going to be...
Poor Pat's got to defend Halo against us. Not even fucking fair.
That's why we need Carlos on here.
No, we don't. I would sooner eat my shoe. Anyways, so they've upped it from 20 to 40, which means, which even if they don't do that, means that the engine's going to be more powerful. Way to go, Bungie. It's about time.
Yeah. I saw some of the pictures, and a lot of people were saying that that trailer, I'm sure you've all seen it by now, is real time. Well, not really. Not so much. I mean, it looks better than Halo 3, but it doesn't look as good as that trailer. But it's going to be pretty good, I think. But I got some Zelda news, too. Some
Hold on.
Okay.
I have never, ever played a Halo franchise. The first two, I did not own a console at the time. I was still a PC gamer. The third one, I just really didn't want to jump into the series on number three for one and for two. I was terrified of playing on Xbox Live, with probably good reason. But if Reach is squad-based and has some interesting online things you can do with squad-based, then it may be worth a pickup. And if our normal crew of FPS guys picks it up, it will become the Special Olympics of squad-based FPS, which is always entertaining. So there's a possibility that I might actually buy Halo Reach, but it still doesn't mean it's Game of the Year, Carlos, you dipshit. Wait till it comes out.
Definitely the squad emphasis on it is going to be different, at least. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to picking it up, definitely. What do you think, Gunsage?
No.
Have you played any of them either, Gunsage, or you?
I played the first one because everybody's like, oh, my God, Halo, I'm going to figure myself. So I was like, okay. And I played it, and I was like, so we've got 30 miles of land and 10 enemies. Fun. And then I was like, well, surely they did better on the second. No, it's the same thing. So that's why I was really procrastinating about the third one, because everybody says, oh, well, you're not playing it right, it's the multiplayer. I'm like, you know, at least Modern Warfare, it was fun to go ahead and play in the single player. I just knew I was going to get over it quick. But the multiplayer was probably awesome. And I was right as far as the Modern Warfare 2. So I didn't mind buying it brand new. But I don't know.
We'll talk you into it. Although I'm so glad you trashed on the Halo series, because now Carlos can spam your Xbox inbox all week instead of me and Patrick's.
Yeah. How dare you?
with your gay, just, and that's all it'll be. It'll just be gay.
That's every.
You're gay. I'll be like, Peter.
it'll be the one word fight of the century.
Yep.
Well, that's all he does now. Like, if he's at work or something online on Xbox.com and sees me playing something that doesn't involve shooting people with a gun, oh, that's gay. That's gay. He's not a geek.
Really?
He's just a fucking fanboy. Oh, yeah, every time I'm playing Overlord or anything, it's like I get a message from him, and I know he's on Xbox.com because I don't see him online. That's gay. I've probably got like 30 of them sitting in my... Hold on. We will see if this screws it up. I will read you my Xbox inbox. Hang on. The Carlos segment of the show. Don't make me beat you, Gunsays. Don't make me beat you,
wow.
You bastard. Oh... Let's see. Get online. There we go. In my inbox, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and a fuck you. We have like 8 you're gay and 1 fuck you. They're all from Carlos.
He wants your penis.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking too. He ain't getting better than him. I've tried. Now that we've had our Carlos moment, and he can bitch about that. So Gunsage is a no on Reach. I'm a maybe. Pat's a yes, only because he's a glutton for punishment. And maybe we should just sentence him to playing with Carlos all the time, and Gunsage and I will avoid the game altogether. Just sending messages saying you're gay for playing with
you're
Carlos. You have Zelda news over there, actual Zelda.
I do have some Zelda news. Disappointing Zelda news, sort of. It depends on how you look at it. Last week we talked about, or I talked about how Zelda for the Wii was slated for 2010. Now, apparently, maybe not so much. What's his name? The Reginator that was quoted this week is saying that right now it is still in development. But the key message that Miyamoto and however you pronounce that, Anumara, are telling us is that it really has to be perfect when it launches. That really is what Zelda fans are expecting. So for all the Zelda fans out there, enjoy Spirit Tracks and know that the next Zelda title for the Wii is only going to come out when it's perfect. So that sounds to me like a delay, if I've ever heard of.
That's all I saw, and I don't remember which gaming blog it was, but I saw the quote of, it will be released when it's perfect. You're not getting it until 2011.
Yeah. I would say. Disappointing, I guess. There was only 3 Wii games that I give a crap about. Metroid, Other M, Super Mario Galaxy 2, and this Zelda game. So I guess now it's down to 2 Wii games that I care about.
Wait,
for
Other
2010.
M?
What's that?
Other M?
Other M. Isn't that what it is? Metroid.
I don't know. I hadn't heard that
Team
one.
Ninja, Team Ninja's developing it, along with Nintendo.
Yeah.
Oh, Team Ninja's developing the newest Metroid?
Yeah, it's gone back to third person. It's no longer the Prime series is over. So yeah, it's a third person action game, basically Ninja Gaiden with Samus, pretty much. But it looks interesting.
I don't know. For you hardcore Halo like Zelda fans, I wouldn't be out there slitting your wrists just yet. It's really hard to say. They like doing this shit. It seems like every time a Zelda game has come out, they've done this crap. You know, I mean, so maybe it'll be released this year, maybe it won't. See what happens if Wii sales start to lag.
So only so many soccer moms out there.
Yeah, exactly.
Gunsage, what do you think? Zelda may be delayed.
Well, I mean, if they gotta go ahead and make the hook shot more hook shotty. I don't understand exactly what it is. I mean, what are they saying? Are they saying they could release it now, but QA is telling them if you do that, it'll be a PR nightmare? Or what are they?
Most 7-year-olds don't know what glitches are. Who cares?
Mommy, why is Link naked?
Because he is.
We haven't had a good oops, forgot to put clothing on that model glitch in a long time.
Hyrule patch. Hot mana potion.
Either that, or they could just have Navi say Islam is light over and over like that DS game that got so much fucking mess.
What is it? What? I must have missed that one.
Oh, it was months and months back. I don't remember now. It might have been a year or more back. Apparently some DS game, a mother somewhere in the world heard the game say Islam is the light and just shit herself.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was all over the place, because I know PA did a comic about it, and there were several editorials going, so.
Oy.
So that's Navi. That should be Navi's new phrase. Islam is the light. Just following you around going, Islam. Hey!
Todd.
Hey! Islam is the... Oh, now I want it. That's the hot Hyrule patch right there. Just Navi going over. Put a turban on the little fucker and wings, and he's good to go. Oh.
I'm going to have to save this one for Project Wonder Boy. Or, what the fuck? No, Station Nation. Yes.
Yeah.
God damn.
Remember, you got a different audience for your fork. Although the grinding on the...
Disgaea.
Disgaea, thank you. Yeah, that was a good one. I have to get... Oh! Oh, wild Snorlax. I'm saving that. Oh. Damn.
That is some camel toe right there.
That's not camel toe, it's a train tunnel.
Yeah.
Thank you for pointing that shit out to me, by the way. I was looking at the 60 chins on Jabba there and fucking...
No, I've seen that picture before. They always, like, highlight it and, like, zoom in. I'm like, okay, I get it. No, really, I do.
Yeah, like, you couldn't see it from outer space with the fucking naked eye. People in the space station are going, damn, go away.
It's a freaking crater on the moon, dude. So it's like, that's no moon.
It's not a planet either, and it's coming this way. Boom, boom. Boom. One of its ass cheeks knocks you unconscious from half mile out. That's been your 4chan image of the day, brought to you by...
I'll keep trying to find one to usurp it.
Yeah, I know. Okay, our next story kind of made me laugh more than anything, because I think this is the only game this kind of shit could happen in, although it might have happened in the Final Fantasy MMO too. This comes from our buddies at Game Politics again. Fulfill your obligations, even in games.
Uh-huh.
A Florida man has been arrested because he didn't play fair in World of Warcraft. Now, when I read just that sentence, I went, oh god, is this going to be a Darwin Award winner? You know, I was thinking it was going to be something like he didn't fucking meet his guild for a raid and they all died. Something stupid like that. But no, actually, it's even funnier. According to an Associated Press report out of Clearwater, Florida, 23-year-old Christopher H. Buffard was arrested on Monday after he collected $760 from at least two people in exchange for World of Warcraft characters that he never delivered. He was arrested on charges of scheming to defraud and two counts of grand theft. The incident occurred in 2008 when Buffard allegedly solicited the money in exchange for the characters but cut off all contact with the individuals once he received the money. He's being held on $20,000 bail. No word on what Blizzard plans to do with his account or whether he even had one to begin with.
Wow, that's horrible.
$760.
Yes. That's
how much shit is he in?
$20,000, and those two charges, he's in bail. His bail's $20,000. He's probably looking at maybe 5 to 7 years of minimum sentencing for two counts of grand theft and...
Wow.
The scheming to defraud. And that's a guess. I don't know Florida's state laws as well as I do California's. So.
That is pretty funny.
That's $380 per character.
That never existed.
And I'm assuming he was probably selling them as level 80s with the best armor, best everything. I mean, Jesus. But it brought up the thing, and Patrick, you can answer it even though you don't play RPGs and you do. Gunsage, would you ever in your life get to such a point where you just didn't feel like grinding up to the ultimate level and buy a character?
Probably no. Not so much.
Nope.
That was the other thing that kind of struck me with this. I mean, the fact that he got $760 out of fucking morons is funny enough, but I don't know. I guess I grew up on old school RPGs and I play WoW, but I don't ever see a day. I mean, half the fun is getting him up to 80 in and of itself.
Yep. So, well, I think some of the younger kids just want shortcuts. I don't know. The same thing was going on in Xbox. We get those spam emails saying I have a level Prestige 10, blah, 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 send me your contact information and I'll sell it to you. So I guess there's a market for it.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. This is the first I've ever heard of this. There's been spam messages for selling like Prestige COD characters?
Yep. Supposedly he was a Prestige 10 and if you want his character, blah, blah, blah. But that's phishing actually, right? Because what they want you to do, they don't give a shit about the character. They want you, you're going to give them your password to your Xbox.com account, which is usually to your Hotmail, which leads to all sorts of shit for stupid people. So it's less selling the game and more phishing and looking for scams, I think, on the Xbox.
Oh, okay. Because, I've actually seen a guy buy another guy's ultra super, got the fucking Furious Gear character and paid real dollars for it.
Wow.
You know, but it was a PayPal thing. This guy basically just leveled up characters and sold them. So, you know.
Core for me.
How many of these emails have you gotten, these phishing texts?
A few. You know what it really started happening is after that goddamn update, the latest Xbox update. After that, I started getting tons and tons. Wasn't necessarily for COD. There was Halo. There was a bunch of crap. Random people who I did not even think that I even played with. Suddenly I'd get messages in my inbox. A lot of it was also they were trying to sell modded Xboxes. That was also another popular thing there.
I got a few of those. I never got the Prestige one. Did you get one for COD or was it mostly Halo?
I got one couple within the last week or so. I got one. Definitely. Level 10 Prestige, blah, blah, blah. I forget who I was playing with. It must have been Carlos, or maybe it was you, Gunsage.
Yeah, it wasn't me. I don't remember you saying
that. I was playing with also got the message, too. They got it as well.
Yeah, see, you and I got twin modded Xbox spam messages.
Yeah, yeah. I just delete them. I don't even care anymore.
Apparently
you can report them, but whatever. That's too much effort.
I don't know if it does any good anyways.
Yeah.
I'm sure if enough people are... I'm sure there's a trigger... I'd almost bet there's a trigger at Xbox Central where, like, if you get 10 reports for that kind of activity, then they ban you.
Yeah, or they'll actually look at you. Yeah.
Yeah, or something like that.
Or if you piss off a developer in Battlefield 1943, like I did, you get banned.
Is that what you thought finally happened?
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
Before we go into Gamer Dick, tell me, you kind of hinted at what you thought may have happened, but what do you think happened?
I was playing on my own, none of you guys are around. I was bored out of my head, and I was on an aircraft carrier. And anytime anyone came to a plane, I blew it up, my own team. So eventually people were getting pissed off. And some of the people who I was playing with had a tag beside their name. I forget exactly what it said, but it had something to do with Battlefield. And then, later on in that day, suddenly I was banned from Xbox. So I'm thinking somebody complained. And it must have been somebody of some importance, because like you say, you usually aren't going to get banned if one person's going to complain about you.
Now, wasn't the reason that they gave you for the banning was your...
My description that I've had on there since the original Xbox. Yeah, I used the word shit, only S-H exclamation mark T instead of S-H-I-T, and apparently that was unacceptable, so I was gone for 24 hours or whatever that was.
while the dev team theory kind of holds up, I guess a lot of people, because I saw a couple, Penny Arcade did a couple comics on people getting banned for their descriptions.
Yeah.
So I guess they were banning for a while for some pretty goofy descriptions as well. So there's a possibility it could have been either or. Somebody got upset because you had shit misspelled.
Exclamation mark T.
See, maybe that was it. Maybe it was a grammar Nazi and you had it misspelled. Maybe Gunsage turned you in for the incorrect spelling of shit.
Yep.
Okay, now we go on to everybody's favorite segment, Gamer Dick. Gunsage, got anybody for this week?
Well, actually, the other night I was playing with a couple of people on Modern Warfare 2, and things were going pretty well. I had a couple of guys being all funny, calling people scrubs, which was hilarious. But there was one guy, I don't know if they knew him or what, but he just kept on, every single time someone would talk, would just go, shh, and just, like, continue on like that. And finally, I was just like, yield! I kept doing that, and he didn't get it, and it was hilarious because I kept doing it. It wasn't really a dick, just it was kind of annoying because it's like, really? How pretentious do you have to be?
Yeah, it sounds like one of the
shut up on the internet.
Sounds like one of the super elite gamers yeah. needs to concentrate.
Well, not even that. He could have gone ahead and muted us any time. Just been like, oh, I'm not going to listen to your fucking shit. But no. He's like, shh. I had a fucking teacher that did that a couple of times. And every time she did it, I would make fun of her. Because I'm just like, really? Really? How old do you think we are? I don't know. I didn't really have any gamer dicks personally that I dealt with because I wasn't on very much this last week.
Yeah, that qualifies, though. Okay. I really don't have anybody particular in mind, but we did have the issue again this week of people either not capturing the flags on our own team on COD or assholes just sitting above non-captured flags and shooting anybody that came near it or spawned at it.
Yeah.
So I kind of got a little tired of that this week and went on a couple jihads against some guys, just chasing them around and kniping the shit out of them and double shotguns and anything that's considered whorish, you know, a non-acceptable gun I use to take care of people like that. Flashbanged our teammates when they did. Although the teammates not capping flags wasn't too bad this week. So I'm going to give the floor to Pat, who has, I think, not only his name, but what he was doing. And it was comical to hear the text messages, and then it was comical to hear his description later on that night. So take it away, Patrick.
Alrighty. I indeed have a genuine gamer dick. I even have this gamer dick. Nice. Gamer Dick Xbox Live profile. His name is Dino43, and you are a dick. Basically, we were playing, as I was saying earlier, I was with a friend from work, and we were playing Gears of War 2. Now, the Horde mode is really, really good. As you know, Bruce, you've played it with us with iPinch before. And it basically, this is a up to five players can play, and it's wave after wave of enemies. And teamwork is pretty damn essential in this, especially because you don't die right away. You bleed out. So you can go and you can save your partner, and I mean you need to save them because he's got a gun and there's a bunch of bad bastards after you. So we're playing for a little while, and we notice there's this one guy, Dino, or Dino, whatever, 43, and he's way over on the other map doing his own thing, whatever. So then we start dying as it goes on, and this idiot does absolutely nothing to help us. So much, in fact, that I will crawl right beside this dick, and I will bleed out right beside this idiot, and he won't even bother pushing the button to revive me. I remember at one point, there were four of us left. One guy left because he had enough of this idiot. Four of us left. Three of us got hit with a boom shot, and we're down. He's still alive. We're all within visual distance of this dick. And he goes off and starts shooting all the bad guys, leaving every single one of us to die. And during this time, I was sending Bruce all sorts of messages, venting my frustration on Dino43. You are the gaming dick.
Yeah, and it was really funny because that night I was extremely tired, did not feel like playing a first-person shooter, was carving away at Overlord. And he kept sending me, first he's like, dude, you going to join us? I'm like, nah, I'm just too tired tonight. And when he sent me that message, it almost got me motivated to get in there and just see what this fucking guy was doing, because it's just like, it's one button. The reason I totally agree with Pat is in Gears of War 2, it's one button. You press X, the guy gets back up, and you're good to go again. And so it's just...
Oh, definitely. And I mean, it's essential to the game. You're four of you, three of you are down. You might want to save some of their asses so that the game can continue. But no.
So Gunsage just posted a profile from OkCupid.com. Thank God I have a firewall. With Dino43. I'm not going to read his personal information because I don't think it's the same guy.
Well, let's see. 40 male, straight, single. I don't know. The single part's probably right.
Won't revive his girlfriends either when they get run over by a truck.
I don't know if this is the same guy, but if it is, he's
you
a
just
dick.
Put in a random search for Dino43 in Google and that's what came up.
Yes. More or less.
That's actually kind of cool that fucking came up. That's actually rather classy. I didn't, that's funny. I remember when Pat and I were in party chat later playing CODML. Did you get the guy's gamer tag? Oh yes, I know his gamer tag.
I wrote it down. Yep.
So
while recording the end of the show this week, I forgot to give you lovely listeners the email address, which is morphinenation23@gmail.com. Morphinenation23@gmail.com. Send us your insults, and may the Luigi cape and bless your bunghole. Bye.
Well, on that note, this has been WonderPod Episode 2, Don't Be a Dick to Us Edition. We'll talk to you people all next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. We had a cow join us right there at the end, you know what I'm saying?